Without trust, society stagnates.
Economies decline.
And businesses fail.
My Security Media believes through security,
trust between individuals,
organisations,
and government can be maintained. Welcome to the
Cybersecurity
Weekly Podcast.
This is Jane Low with My Security Media, podcasting from Singapore at the Singapore Supercomputing Asia 2019. I'm here with Andrew Howard, who is a cloud team manager with the National Computational Infrastructure of the Australian National University. Thank you very much, Andrew, for joining us today in the podcast.
Thanks, Jane.
Thank you. So earlier, the discussion in the panel participation that you were in, where we talk about the differences in terms of security approaches towards high performance computing versus cloud computing. Can you briefly share with our listeners what do we mean by high performance computing?
So at the National Computational Infrastructure, we've got both an HPC system and a number of different clouds. The clouds have different performance characteristics based on the underlying network or storage interconnect that they have. Traditionally, an HPC system or a supercomputer system is a very enclosed environment where applications run behind the firewall or behind a set of login nodes. The communication that the HPC environment has to the outside world is also, by its very nature, extremely limited. If you compare that to the cloud environment, the cloud is typically designed to be a more open environment where it's agile, you're able to spin up applications quite fast. So there are always trade-offs in terms of that security for both performance and cost. So it really depends on the nature of the application that you wish to run. Most of our HPC users are very much focused on the bare metal performance that they can get. Every CPU cycle is kind of critical to their research. The more they can use that compute resource to actually execute their job, the more happy they are. In the cloud environment, though, the value of flexibility is kind of more highly regarded. This is not to say that there are not HPC-style workloads that can operate quite comfortably in a cloud environment. The ones we find most suitable are the smaller jobs that would execute on a single node in an HPC environment, which is not the most efficient way to run in an HPC system. Typically, in HPC, we're looking at trying to maximize the capability of a large number of systems, whereas in cloud, we're looking at the capability for parallelized execution. So they're really two quite distinct classes of applications suited for each environment.
Can you give us some examples in terms of the different types of applications?
So the sort of cloud applications we get are kind of the more traditional LAMP stack. So a web-facing service which is able to execute multiple parallel jobs across a number of cloud nodes. Now, that's also quite suitable for using the cloud as the front end and farming those jobs off into the HPC system. I think that the best differentiation to consider is HPC is more a batch-oriented queue environment. So if a large job is ahead of you in the queue, there's no responsiveness back to something like a web-facing service, whereas in the cloud, we have the capability to fire up multiple instances or scale out into the cloud based on a workload demand. So it is really kind of a different paradigm in terms of looking at the application mix. HPC applications also tend to be a long time in development. So there will be tens or thousands or millions of man hours of work that has gone into that code development. Whereas cloud typically is more agile. There's, of course, nothing to stop running somebody taking the curated cloud environment the curated HPC environment and executing in the cloud. It just really depends on the size and scale of the workflow that you need to run.
So you mentioned that the cloud is more open environment, so therefore there's more entry points for malicious actions to happen. So from that perspective, would you say that all things being equal, that it's possibly safer to have your more sensitive applications run on HPC?
It really depends on the application. If the application is aware of these security issues, then it can quite happily run on the cloud. But some of the legacy applications that we have that have no awareness of, you know, the internet as an attack surface, are typically better isolated behind the security barriers that an HPC environment provides.
So you mentioned also that some of the code that's running in HPC environment is possibly more legacy than the code running in cloud. So that's, although it's sort of not as open, but there's perhaps some vulnerabilities that's been existing for a long time that no one is, you know, had the priorities to address.
Or the need. So typically an HPC user will have a large amount of the machine. There won't be other hostile actors within that environment. Whereas in the cloud, there could be a number of tenants all sharing the same infrastructure.
Right. Yeah.
And one of the things you need to be concerned about is cross-attack between those, those users. So it kind of really comes down to looking at the environment that the application requires. And as I said, there's nothing to preclude actually providing those protections and defences in the cloud. It just needs to be a considered decision to do so. That also comes with an additional cost, particularly in the HPC environment. So typically HPC have a team of very specialised and very experienced system administrators who take care of that on the behalf of the users, whereas a cloud is a self-service environment and, you know, that gives us the flexibility of being able to scale. So if you have an understanding and an appreciation and a diligence to actually locking the cloud down, it's no more or less secure than an HPC environment.
Also, the panel mentioned that the human factor is also the weakest link, isn't it? So you could have a big team of people who's supporting your HPC, but there's also the management from a security point of view to make sure that their email addresses are disabled when they leave the team. So simple, basic security.
One of the things we've kind of seen is those HPC administrators are quite valuable targets for things like an email scam or something like that. So we do a lot of kind of security training and making sure that they're diligent in terms of understanding that somebody may be trying to get their, you know, use their credentials to actually exfiltrate information from the HPC environment. But the same thing applies for the cloud.
It's just
typically on a much smaller scale. So you're relying on maybe one individual who, and some of the use cases that we've seen on this is that a professor will use a fairly junior student to set up an environment. That student hasn't had exposure to the big bad world of the internet and what can happen. Those are the sort of security issues that we typically see in the cloud.
In HPC or in cloud?
In cloud, whereas our HPC administrators tend to be a lot more experienced. So if we look at NCI's environment, you know, the typical experience level of an HPC administrator is kind of 10 to 15 years.
Right, okay.
Versus, you know, a first-year student who, you know, is really good at agilely setting up a web service but doesn't understand all of the possible ways that could be compromised. Also in our panel that, you know, humans are the weakest link. It's overlooking something, and typically in the HPC environment, there's a lot of interaction between those administrators. They double check, so that saves the users from having to worry about that. But it also increases the cost of operating the HPC. So it's really kind of looking. You know, it needs to be done in either environment. It's just who pays the cost of actually enforcing those security models.
So in terms of the security standards, are they more or less consistent between the HPC world and the cloud world?
So HPC, in my opinion, is usually a far more secure and restricted environment for the execution of the application. Whereas clouds would provide infrastructure as a service, you know, that is effectively like standing up your home PC on the internet running a web service with all of the attack risks that that imposes. So our HPC systems only have a very limited number of ports that can be accessed. So you can only SSH into the HPC environment. In the cloud, by default, it's like a bare metal machine. Everything is open unless you close it down.
Right.
So, yeah, it cloud gives you more flexibility, but you do need to actually worry about those security issues yourself and mitigating them properly.
So the third-party risk is possibly higher in the cloud environment versus than in the HPC environment.
But security monitoring and those levels of security can be applied across both environments. So, but as I said, it's more whose responsibility it is to implement those access controls and also to continue to check them and validate them and run intrusion detection against them just to make sure that the barriers are properly maintained.
So governance is just as important in HPC environment as it is in the cloud environment.
I think it's actually more important in the cloud environment because you have that flexibility and freedom to do what you want. In the HPC environment, it's typically quite constrained what you can do. So, yeah, while governance is really necessary in HPC, a lot of that work's been done for you because these HPC systems represent a really attractive target for a hacker to get into. So the barriers are actually placed a lot higher to stop them getting in.
So in terms of the market size, the applications that are running on HPC, are they anywhere near, you know, where the cloud?
No, I think the cloud has several orders of, well, the cloud definitely has several orders of magnitude, more capability with both on-premises and the growing number of commercial cloud providers there are out there. There are a couple of handfuls of HPC centers around the world. We do kind of work closely with our peer HPC centers in other countries to, you know, discuss these sort of vulnerabilities. But, you know, there are an ever-growing number of cloud providers. And there's also nothing to stop you running your own cloud if you
disconnect
to the internet.
So is that one possible reason why the cloud is more vulnerable than the HPC environment? Because it's you more or less know your partners or your colleagues in other centres.
And cloud is kind of you get what you pay for. So if you want to spin up 1,000 instances in the cloud and security is not a concern for you, then you can make significant cost savings by running that sort of application in the cloud. But it really just comes down to the application mix that you wish to run.
So the HPC market be scaled to that level of the cloud market as we see right now in a few years' time?
I don't kind of see that happening. The HPC market seems to be quite bounded. The requirements we see for that, there is a never-ending insatiable demand for this high-performance computing. But I think one of the key differentiators in HPC is that the data services are typically tightly tied into the HPC environment, whereas in the cloud they're decoupled. So applications that need HPC, which are those that combine big data and compute at the same time, are more suitable for operating in HPC. And there are a different set of applications, like highly embarrassingly parallel applications or smaller web service style applications that can take advantage of the expandability and extensibility of cloud environments for a far more cost-effective way to deliver those applications.
So it will be a long way before we start to worry about security in the HPC environment the same way that we worry about it in the cloud.
Well, I think we've been looking at that security in the HPC environment over the last 20 years.
20 years, wow. So, we're late in the days.
So, yeah, cloud is kind of the last 5 to 10 years. So there's still some more work to do in the cloud to bring it up to that level. But something that NCI does is kind of share that knowledge and experience across both our cloud team and our HPC team. So, you know, we're able to leverage their experience and try to bring best practice to the cloud that we provide Australian researchers.
So it sounds like human factor is still the weakest link, but we are more or less comfortable with that factor in the HPC world for now.
Yeah, I believe so.
Oh, great. Okay. Thank you very much for your time, Andrew. It's a pleasure speaking to you.
Thank you, Jane.
Thank you.